The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, October 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Millions of Americans have applied for student loan forgiveness, but a series of lawsuits filed against the government challenging the program has thrown into question when and if borrowers will see any of their debt wiped away.
So a federal judge on Friday put a temporary stay on this program, which means that for now, the Biden administration can't go ahead and cancel any debt.
Coming up, we'll check in with our reporter Gabriel Rubin to get an update on where the litigation stands, including what borrowers should do while the matter is tied up in court, plus what happens if you've already paid off your student loans. We'll tackle those questions and more after the break.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan would benefit the majority of the 43 million people who currently hold about $1.6 trillion in debt. So where do you sign up? And what do several lawsuits filed against the program mean for your debt? Wall Street Journal reporter Gabriel Rubin has been following the student loan issue every step of the way, and he joins us from Washington. Gabe, thank you very much for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
So Gabe, first of all, there's been a lot of litigation surrounding this program. Where do things stand?
So a federal judge on Friday put a temporary stay on this program, which means that for now, the Biden administration can't go ahead and cancel any debt. The judge put that stay in place as a result of a lawsuit by six GOP-led states that are suing the administration for harms that they think will result from the mass debt cancellation program. One of the states that's suing, Missouri, has its own student loan processing agency. So they are alleging that with fewer borrowers having student loans, they'll have less work to do, which will have an impact on state revenues. Other states that are suing are claiming that there will be other harms to taxpayer-related revenue, making them have standing in this case and allowing them to sue the federal government.
Okay, now the forgiveness plan has won previous legal challenges, so let's tackle some of the topics that people need to know who are thinking of applying. First of all, can people apply while the current legal challenge is being heard in court?
Yes, the administration has actually encouraged people to continue applying for debt relief even while this is litigated in courts. And the administration says that around 22 million people have already applied for relief. Now, that number is a little inflated because 8 million of those people already had their data at the Department of Education. But nonetheless, 22 million people is around half or even over half of all student loan borrowers.
Okay, now refresh us on a few things. Where do people apply and who's eligible to apply for loan forgiveness?
Borrowers can submit an application, which is very short. It doesn't take longer than 30 seconds or a minute or so to fill out, at studentaid.gov. And they have until December 31st, 2023 to do so. And borrowers with federal student loan debt are eligible for up to $10,000 in relief or $20,000 if they ever got a Pell Grant if they earn less than $125,000 a year or under $250,000 if they're a married couple. And those income levels apply to the gross adjusted income from either 2021 or from 2020.
What if somebody has Parent PLUS loans? Are they covered by this program?
They are. Parent PLUS loans are included in this program. And actually, if a parent took out a loan and a child who was the student took out a loan, those families might actually be eligible for essentially double the relief overall, if you think of it as $10,000 from the student and $10,000 from the parent, both financing the same education.
Now, we've heard the education department say that some students automatically qualify for student debt relief. What does that mean?
As I said a couple minutes ago, there are 8 million people who already have their income information stored at the Department of Education. This applies to people who might work in public service or low-income borrowers who are eligible for programs that allow them to pay just a small portion of their income each month in order to keep current on their loans. Personal finance experts recommend that even if you think your data might be stored at the Department of Education, you should still go ahead and apply for relief just to make sure.
Will students who receive forgiveness have to claim the forgiven amount on their tax return?
So they won't have to on their federal tax return, but debt forgiveness is treated as income in about a dozen states. So if you live in any of those dozen states, you may have to pay taxes on your debt relief as if it were income. Although some states, including California, are currently in the process of working on changing that. So there may be some changes before you actually go to pay taxes next year.
You know, Gabe, borrowers got relief during the pandemic when payments and interest on payments were suspended, and that ran through the end of August. How does this forgiveness program affect that?
Yeah, so when President Biden announced the plan for mass debt cancellation in August, he extended the deadline for the payment pause one last time, he said, until the end of the year. So if you still have student debt, even after the cancellation process goes through, or if it is blocked by the courts, you will most likely have to start making payments again starting at the beginning of next year.
And this question comes up a lot. If someone has already paid off their student loans, is there any debt relief for them?
If you were paying off your loans during the pandemic, you can apply for a refund of that amount, and then you can get the full amount up to $10,000 or $20,000 if you had a Pell Grant canceled. If you paid off all of your loans, you will have to go through that refund process and wait for it to be processed so that you can get your loans canceled. And it may be a bit complicated and tricky as the administration goes through the cancellation process for so many millions of people, but it is possible. And if you paid off your loans prior to the pandemic, unfortunately, there's no refund option available to you. And this relief will go to people who currently have student loan balances.
Oh, so those of us who paid back our loans X number of years ago, we're out of luck?
Unfortunately, yes. If you paid off your loans, for instance, in 2015, you are not eligible for relief, although you probably feel some relief that you paid off your loans in 2015.
All right. Well, that's a good point. All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Gabe Rubin joining us from Washington. Gabe, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.